Kevin Hart proposed to her last night. They've been dating for 5 years.
Wow.
Now, he popped the question on her birthday, which was last night, and ironically, popped the question during the premiere of his ex-wife's new show, Atlanta Exes. Mm. What a coincidence. Mm. Also, did you hear what his ex-wife said about Kevin and other men?
A lot.
She says that when men, and we've heard, this isn't the first time we've heard this, but I mean, I don't know, Kevin might be proving her point. She said, what is it about men who get successful that they have to either have an exotic woman, or a light-skinned chick on their arm? She said, I did my fair share. I had my issues in our breakup, but she said he wanted that exotic or that light-skinned chick. And she said, I didn't feel beautiful enough.
Kanye said that a while ago, and I'm just saying,
he did go get a.
I thought she was the most interesting person on that show.
Did you?
Yes, I did.
Way more interesting than Tamika.
Oh, Tamika's just fake.
Well, Tamika was, she's mean.
You think she's trying to be that way, or she's just being? Yes. Well, then she's fake. Okay. Meanwhile, Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa celebrated their first wedding anniversary, and they flooded Instagram with all the wedding photos.
It was a lot.
No, perfect timing because of the divorce rumors. Suspicious tweets. Come on, don't do that. Meek Mill was denied release from jail in order to attend Manger Management. That's when you're mad and angry. Thank you, Mr. Park.
I am so manger right now.
Yes, don't make me mangry. Do not make me mangry.
I'm manger.
All right, so he's got to go to those classes. He has to go to parenting classes and a drug alcohol class. Now, listen, he could stay in jail. Well, he's going to stay in jail at least till October, but he could stay there for 6 months for violating his probation. Now, how do you think he must be really mangry? He's mangry, but he's going to be really. This makes me mangry.
Drop the album.
Huh?
This is what he did.
Guess why he had to go back to jail?
Why?
Because he didn't want to update the court on his touring schedule, and he wouldn't give his probation officer a reliable phone number.
But he was tweeting about the prosecutor.
How stupid are you to go back to jail for something so dumb?
In his defense, he probably has several cell phones, and tour dates are subject to change.
Child cheese.
So he had to tweet about the prosecutor and call her fat?
Is that what he did?
When you call somebody fat,
he does need
some manger management.
That wasn't nice.
Meanwhile, Flava Flav is making progress in his probation stemming from that 2012 domestic violence case. He's completed those 12 domestic violence counseling sessions he was ordered to take as part of his plea deal, but he also plans to continue his counseling. So that's cool. He's going to be on probation for 1 year. And I forgot to tell you about Denzel Washington.
What's up?
Who apparently partied so hard. He was yacht partying. And he partied so hard for like 2 weeks that he had to go into detox. He's going into a rehab center for the next two, three weeks.
I mean, from just partying for 2 weeks?
That's what his people say. R. Kelly's former manager's taking him to court for over $1 million. R. Kelly's, here's what happened. The guy says he managed Kelly for years and years until they cut ties last year. He says Kelly was supposed to pay him payments that would eventually equal $1.3 million, but R. Kelly only paid $300,000, and he's pissed.
Okay.
Wait a minute. It's R. Kelly story, and I said he's pissed. I'm out, Freedas. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to the Russ Parr Morning Show.com. Hit us up via Twitter and Instagram @RussParrShow.